اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We were busy discussing the status of the various malaika. We spoke about the four senior malaika: Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, Israfil alayhi salam, and Israel alayhi salatu wasalam. We move on from there to another class, a set of angels who are closest, who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to understand that, they are called the Hamalatul Arsh, angels who carry the throne and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are currently four angels who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the Day of Judgment, they will be eight who will carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are four angels currently that hold at the arsh of Allah. And the last Ramadan series, we spoke about describing the arsh of Allah. And we did the Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that between the first heaven, first level of paradise, and the second level of paradise is a distance of 500 years journey. And between the second and the third is another 500 years journey, right up to the seventh heaven. So there's a travel span of 500 between one first level of Jannah to the second till the seventh. And between the seventh level of Jannah and Arsh of Allah is a distance of 500 years. And between the Kursi, that is the throne of Allah, and the water, there's water after that, is another 500 years. So the Arsh is the largest known creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing larger and greater than the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we can well imagine if it's encapsulating the entire world, this universe and the heavens, how huge it must be. And this Arsh, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ, those angels who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I told you, they are four. Their function, Allah says, which is amazing because it's closely related to us, is Allah says, يَحْمِلُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, that they glorify, they make the tasbih of their Rabb, وَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ, and they declare their belief in Him. And then they have a special affinity with the love for the believers on this dunya. And they make a dua all the time for the believers. And what is a dua? The Quran says, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and they seek forgiveness for those who have believed. And they say, رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا, O Allah, You have encompassed everything in your mercy and your knowledge. فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا, so forgive those who make tawbah. So if we make tawbah, the angels that carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respond by saying, Allah, forgive those who are turning towards you with tawbah. وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلًا, and those who follow your path. وَقِهِمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ, and O our Rabb, protect them from the fire of hell. And the dua goes on. They say, رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ, Allah, admit them into the paradise. Allati wa'adtahum. The Jannah that you have promised them. Not only them, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ, and the righteous from among their parents. Admit their parents. وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ, and their spouses. وَذُرِّيَاتِهِمْ, and their families. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ, and Allah, protect them from the evil consequences of their actions. So this is a dua that is made by the angels, currently four, who carry the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in favor of all the believers. And Allah, the verse says, so these are four, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, and those around the arsh continue celebrating the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this is the, if they are holding the arsh, they are holding the arsh of Allah, what must their size be for them to be holding the arsh of Allah? So Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I have been given permission to speak about one of the angels of Allah who carry the throne. That means Allah has given me the permission to describe to you the size of just one angel who carries the arsh of Allah. And then he said, the distance between this one angel who carries the arsh, the distance between his earlobe and his shoulder is equivalent to a 700-year journey. The distance between his earlobe and his shoulder is equivalent to 700 years journey. That is the size of one of the Hamalat al-Arsh, the angels that carry the Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the second class in terms of status. And then we have another special group of Malaika, and that is those angels who came down during the Battle of Badr. You know, in the Battle of Badr, this was the first battle of Islam, and Allah to reassure the believers, because the believers were only 313. And it was Ramadan, just scorching, and the superpower of that time came out to wipe them out. So, Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked him that how do you rate the people among you who were present at Badr, at the first battle, the Ashab of Badr? What's their rank? What's their status by you? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, they are the best of Muslims. Those from among the Muslims, you get the Sahaba. And from among the Sahaba, those that participated in the Battle of Badr are right at the top in terms of status. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, so is it with the angels who were present at the Battle of Badr. In other words, not because of their bravery. Allah, one angel could have wiped out the entire enemy force. But the angels don't have any fear. So what was the distinction? Why are they called the best class of angels? It is because they were part of the best class of the believers. And they were part of the first battle in Islam that changed the history and the destiny of Islam. So just because of the fact that they came down to encourage the believers and reassure the believers, they have this very special distinction, and they are called the best of the angels. Amen.